WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
Still no clue. U.S. airport concern. I'm Elliot Francis. The search continues for any sign of Egypt Air Flight 804, which vanished over the Mediterranean Thursday. The latest from correspondent Max Foster in Paris.
They've sent a team of investigators from the air accident investigation team here in France over to Egypt to get involved in that investigation that is being led by the Egyptian authorities, of course, but also an Airbus technician as well to offer any advice on the aircraft involved here.
Officials here in the U.S. watching that search carefully with the other eye on the nation's airports. Correspondent Renee Marsh.
LAX, they've heightened their security in light of this incident. But overall, I can tell you the Department of Homeland Security, they are waiting for more definitive information before they take any action, if any.
The Airbus A320 carried 66 passengers on board when it disappeared en route to Cairo. I'm Elliot Francis. The number of people filing for unemployment fell sharply last week. Correspondent Bill Michaels reports.
The Labor Department says weekly applications for unemployment aid dropped 16,000 to 278,000. That followed a jump to 294,000 in the previous week, which was the highest level since February 2015. The four-week average, a less volatile measure, rose to more than 275,000. Applications, which are a proxy for layoffs, have been below 300,000, a historically low level for 63 straight weeks. Bill Michaels, Washington.
Israel's defense minister has resigned, citing a lack of trust in Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. In a published post, Moshe Yaalon tells Netanyahu, quote, following conduct and recent developments and in light of lack of trust, I'm resigning. Reports over the past few days indicate Netanyahu intends to appoint former foreign minister Avigdor Lieberman to that post. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. It's a setback in federal court for Virginia Democrats over a 2013 state law.
The Virginia Democratic Party sued state elections officials, saying the photo ID requirement unconstitutionally suppresses voting by blacks, Latinos, and young people. U.S. District Judge Henry Hudson wrote in his decision, the Democratic Party didn't prove that the law violates the Voting Rights Act or several constitutional amendments, and that the Commonwealth has made accommodations to allow everyone to vote. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Montgomery County is raising property taxes next year by one of the largest margins in years. So how will that affect home sales?
The tax increase will cost the average property owner about $300 a year. Real estate broker Donna Evers.
Having things like this happen does negatively affect the sales in the situation. I don't think anybody's going to make a big drastic change, but it isn't favorable for buyers.
Council President Nancy Florine says the tax hike will increase property values by improving schools long term. Ever says that's only true if the money's invested wisely.
Now the onus is on the council to make good on what they've said.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Defense attorneys for the man convicted of killing former Washington intern Chandra Levy are making clear that at his upcoming retrial, they plan to offer evidence pointing to former California Congressman Gary Condit. He was Levy's boss and was once the prime suspect in her 2001 disappearance after it was learned the two had had a romantic relationship. But eventually another man, Ingmar Guandique, was charged and convicted. He was granted a new trial, which is set to begin this fall. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,435, the NASDAQ at 47,13. Sports, the Nationals pound the Mets. The Orioles lose to Seattle. WMDA, the Mystics, host the L.A. Sparks tonight. WMAL News Time 5:04, up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
My name is Barbara.
Cliff.
Teresa.
And I have breast cancer.
Prostate cancer.
Colon cancer.
But thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, I have so much more.
I have confidence in the most advanced cancer care.
I have options, like the latest research and state-of-the-art technology.
And I have a team, cancer specialists who don't just treat cancer, but my cancer.
The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network has Washington's only comprehensive cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute and some of the most renowned cancer specialists using the latest treatment options to treat even the most complex cases.
I may have cancer,
but thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network,
I also have hope.
To make an appointment, call 855-546-1158. That's 855-546-1158. The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, joining forces to conquer cancer.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 between Frederick and the Capitol Beltway. Both directions looking good. No problems, no delays. Around the Beltway we go, leaving College Park, outer loop towards Silver Spring. Looks like the last of all the barrels picked up here with the road work from overnight as you pass University Boulevard toward Colesville Road. And so looking good. I'm not seeing anything blocked anymore along the right side and no delay. If you're heading down to the Beltway, come in Laurel on 95, Baltimore-Washington Parkway, 29 out of Columbia, down to the Beltway, good. It's been a quiet run on 66, 395. Lanes are open each direction as well between the Beltway and the 14th Street Bridge. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances going up as low pressure comes out of the south. Good-looking day today, however. Nice start and a pretty good finish. Sunshine, a few clouds, 76. Rain late tonight, 56. Rain's likely tomorrow with a high of only 50. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 46 in Burke, 46 in Silver Spring, 54 degrees in Washington. The frustrating search for missing Egypt Air Flight 804 continues along with the quest for answers. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
It's 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Good morning to you. It's Friday. We've made it through the week. Just get through this work day. We can have some time off when you sit around tomorrow and watch it rain. That's right. It's going to rain. 100% chance of rain tomorrow. Okay, well, listen, we got a lot of stuff to share with you here this morning. Coming up at 6:35 this morning, Bruce Deming is here to talk about, it's Bike to Work Day. Oh, joy. At 7:05, Peter Brooks with the Heritage Foundation will talk about the situation involving the flight in Egypt that has gone down. He's a former Navy pilot. At 7:35, we're going to talk to our friend Susan Ferriccio about Congress. She's in today. 8:05, Montgomery Councilmember Nancy Foreen on the big tax increase in Montgomery County. And then Brett Baer with the Fox News Channel will join us at 8:35. Want to mention also, in regard to this Egypt Air flight, we're continuing to monitor situations. Some of the things that we thought were true yesterday are turning out not to be true today. They have not found the wreckage as yet. We'll continue to stay on that story. And as there are updates, we will bring them to you here this morning. I'm Brian Wilson. Larry O'Connor has the day off. And as I mentioned, Susan Ferriccio is here, the congressional correspondent for the Washington Examiner and a good friend of this program. Susan, good morning.
Happy Friday. Good morning.
We'll start off this morning by getting up to date on some things that are going on up on Capitol Hill, because that's your backyard. You know how that place works. And I have some questions, because there was all kinds of activity. Yes, there was chaos in the House. And over in the House, in the Senate, the Democrats are absolutely pulling their hair out, trying to figure out what they should do about Bernie Sanders. Let's start with that. Bernie Sanders is a problem for Democrats right now.
Well, he is, because they would like to all coalesce around Hillary Clinton. She's got the delegates to become the nominee, and they want to sort of wrap things up and look all unified in opposition to Republicans, who they like to portray as divided and confused about what to do with their presumptive nominee, Donald Trump. But Sanders isn't going away. Sanders is winning. He's winning primaries. He's got momentum. He's got excitement. He's bringing in new voters, young people in particular. So, and he's also saying, I'm going to stay in until the convention. I'm not dropping out. In addition to that, there have been problems with Sanders supporters feeling as though the system is rigged in favor of Hillary Clinton. And they're getting angry. Of course, everybody knows about the Nevada convention a week ago, where there were people getting really upset about Hillary Clinton winning more delegates than Sanders. They thought the system was rigged. They were throwing chairs, getting angry, storming out. So you've got Democrats saying, look, we need to rein this thing in. And so how do they do that? They want to get Sanders to come along with them and back Hillary Clinton. So you've got the Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid, who is from Nevada, and he called Sanders and said, look, you've got to condone the violence that happened at the convention.
Condemn the violence.
You've got to condemn it, excuse me. And you've got to get behind Hillary Clinton and start to wrap this thing up. But Sanders defiantly came out and said, no, I'm not doing that. You know, I had nothing to do with the violence at this convention, and I'm staying in this thing.
One of the things that I'm reading is that, you know, we often talked about, I mean, Donald Trump used to make the case about how Ted Cruz didn't have any friends in the Senate. Among Democrats, there is an awful lot of eye rolling over the years about Bernie Sanders. I mean, he would come to the caucus luncheons and he would stand up and he would begin one of his socialist tirades.
That's right.
And all the members of the Democratic caucus would just roll their eyes. Oh, here Bernie goes again. He really wasn't even a Democrat, although he caucused with them.
He's fairly new to the Senate. He spent most of his time in the House, and is new to the Senate. He's an independent. But he, as you say, he caucuses with the Democrats, and he is essentially a Democrat. But you're right; he's not. He wasn't really one of them. However, they did. He was a chairman, and then became a ranking member when the Democrats were in the minority for the Veterans Affairs Committee. So it's not. I wouldn't draw direct comparisons to Ted Cruz, who they really didn't like on the Republican side, because they did give Bernie Sanders a leadership position. Mm-hmm. But you're right. He's not someone who was really a team player, as you would say, on the Democratic side. He often was far more liberal and bucked the leadership occasionally.
So Harry Reid and others have gone to Sanders and they've said, okay, you got to get out of this thing. And Sanders has pretty much said, no, I'm in it.
That's right. And I think they felt confident that Sanders was going to go along. Like, we can get Sanders under control. He's one of us. We can just talk him out of this thing. But Sanders, I think, has been really emboldened, of course, by what's happened during the campaign, which is he is winning. He's won so many of these primaries. I mean, look what just happened this week. He won Oregon. He almost won Kentucky. That was just practically a tie. And he's won many of the past primaries in recent weeks. So he's basically winning his way to a convention that's going to nominate Hillary Clinton. And what does that mean for the convention? Are there going to be a lot of Sanders supporters there who are not going to be happy about Clinton? And so there's a fear that it's going to be, you know, the rough stuff at the July convention in Philadelphia.
I want to turn now over to the House of Representatives yesterday, where on the floor of the House, this was heard. Hear the boos? Those are Democrats that are not happy about a vote being held open, which is, you know, something that happens from time to time when the leadership of the House decides they need a little more time to twist a few arms. Shame, 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 the Democrats are crying. What was this all about? It has something to do, and I'm not really clear on it, so help us out, something to do with transgendered rights?
Yes, that seems to be all we're talking about up on Capitol Hill these days, but this was a fight over an amendment that Democrats wanted to add to a defense bill. They wanted to add an amendment that would take out language that Republicans added that they thought would allow defense contractors to discriminate against the LGBT government contractors. So the amendment was to get rid of something the Republicans put in the bill that they thought was discriminatory. It was about to pass, this amendment, but they held the vote open for about five
extra minutes. Was there confusion among the Republican ranks over what the amendment really did?
Well, I think there was some of that, and there was also some social pressure, I think, to keep this amendment in the bill. And so what you had was the majority leader, Kevin McCarthy, going around and asking some Republicans to switch their vote. About seven of them did. And the amendment ended up failing by one vote and only by extending it past the time limit, which was it was a two-minute vote. They extended it to about 7 minutes. Not a big time limit extension, but then you had Democrats crying foul that this was just, they had changed the vote and when they had won at the gavel. So, you know, they were making the case that Republicans were not following regular order.
And that's all right, now, but hold on a minute. I mean, I used to cover the House and Senate, and that used to be very common practice.
It was.
And the Democrats were well known for holding votes open if they needed to twist some arms.
Both sides do it all the time.
That's how we got the Obamacare.
Yes, this new Speaker, Paul Ryan, though, has said, we're going to have regular order and we're going to gavel these votes closer to the time they should be gaveled. Sometimes they are held open because members just take a long time getting down to the chamber. You know, they hold them open for half an hour.
Right.
So he's had a practice of trying to end that. And so Democrats are saying, hey, I thought you were going to follow regular order. If that's the case, we rightfully won that vote. The amendment should be included in the bill. Problem is, if it was in the bill, then the bill would not have passed, would have killed the bill. So Republicans said, look, we can't have that amendment in there. We need to pass this defense bill. It's very important.
Well, it's again, it seems that you're right. It seems like almost every discussion these days somehow comes back to some discussion of LGBT issues. And it seems like that is the I don't know why Democrats are pushing this so hard right now, but they really are. And it really is something that that seems to be cropping up throughout society. I mean, whether it has to do with your bathrooms or a defense bill up on Capitol Hill. Well, listen, thank you for that backgrounder on all that. Susan will be with us all morning long today. Larry taking the day off. Right now, 5:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather for 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good Friday morning. We're off to a quiet start. This is wonderful. 66 out of Gainesville, Centerville, up through to the Beltway. And as you continue through Arlington and over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, the entire trip looking good on out of Stafford, 95 to the Beltway, and 395 to the 14th Street Bridge. I'd like to see that as well. For the Baltimore-Washington Parkway through Laurel, lanes open. Earlier incidents we had cleared out of the way and now no longer a factor. Outer loop of the Beltway, road work is picked up as you leave College Park past University Boulevard. Lanes open and no delay. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, this is WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Listen, today's going to be a gorgeous day. Sunshine, just a few clouds in the sky, and a high of 76. But then, guess what? Tonight, the rain comes in. A 70% chance of rain tonight, a 100% chance of rain on Saturday. The overnight low will be 56. The high tomorrow, only 58. It's just going to be a gray, gloomy, wet day. I'm sorry, and I'm just the bearer of the information. Don't blame me. Sunday, a few thunderstorms are possible. Highs in the upper 60s. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 54 degrees on WMAL at 5:17.
Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring, only to find it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with McCarthy for only $59. Call 703-924-1650.
Here's some 2016 news. Very interesting developments in the race for the presidency. I mean, if you assume that Donald Trump is the Republican nominee and Hillary Clinton is the Democratic nominee, we told you yesterday about a Fox News poll that showed that Trump was leading Hillary nationwide. I mean, if the election were held today, according to this Fox News poll, Donald Trump would become the president. That is a dramatic improvement over where he was just a month ago when Hillary led that same poll by 7 points. Really dramatic. Then there's another poll that comes out. It's a Rasmussen Reports poll that shows that if the election were held tomorrow, Trump would win over Hillary by 5 points. But there's something different about the Rasmussen poll. It also says, well, you know, are you not going to vote? Or would you like another option? And 20% of the people that they surveyed said either that they wanted another candidate or they were undecided.
You know why that's interesting? Because these are not unknown candidates. Often you see the undecideds when the candidate is less known. Trump and Hillary Clinton are just two names that have been long known to the public. And Trump has just been so out there. The media coverage is he's just been saturated in the media coverage. So for voters to still be either undecided about him or thinking about it, wanting another candidate, that's a problem for both of them, I think. And I think, what does it say? It could portend that people aren't going to show up. Possibly, if there's that large percentage of people that don't like either candidate.
Well, and we were just talking about the Bernie Sanders problems that Democrats have right now. If the Bernie Sanders people decide that they're not going to support Hillary Clinton, huge problem for Hillary in the November election.
Yeah, and what it could do is cancel out the people who Republicans think won't show up for Trump. There's a lot of canceling out with these two candidates. They both have high unfavorables, which I think is a big deal, because usually one candidate's got the high unfavorables and that puts them at a disadvantage. Well, they both have high unfavorables.
Yeah.
So there's all kinds of things that kind of level the playing field with Trump and Hillary Clinton, I think, going to make this November race really interesting.
More from the Rasmussen poll, which I think is very interesting. They say that of the people they surveyed, 13% of the Democrats prefer Trump.
Yeah.
Hold it. Stop and think about this. 13% of the Democrats are so dissatisfied with the idea of Hillary Clinton as a nominee that they would vote for Donald Trump. And here's the other one. 9% of Republicans say that they would vote for Clinton.
Yeah, I think this whole campaign has brought in the outsider factor with Trump and the outsider factor with Sanders, and you've got people who aren't satisfied with the establishment candidates, and you're getting this sort of crossover. Trump has an appeal beyond Republican Party, partly because he often strays from Republican doctrine. We know that. That's a problem with conservatives. And so that's where he draws an appeal from Democrats. And same with the Sanders people. You know, they're not totally satisfied with the Democratic Party and says things that Trump says that are appealing to them. And the crossover here is, I think, again, going to potentially make this a very close race.
Which is why I guess Trump is making moves now, like saying, hey, if I become president, here are some of the people I would consider as nominees to fill the Supreme Court vacancy.
Right.
And he gives 11 pretty conservative names.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's working because yesterday the House Speaker, who has still refused to endorse Trump, he's trying to get more information about what Trump's agenda would look like, said he thought that list was a step in the right direction. That's one of the most positive things I've heard him say about Trump so far. I think people are happy that Trump is taking steps towards drawing in conservatives.
Well, and it is interesting that now that the other candidates have fallen away and it's just really Trump who's running, it does seem that Republicans are starting to come around to support Donald Trump, because for many Republicans, the idea of having to vote for Hillary, of course, is just something they could not do.
Yeah, this is the phase where reality sets in for them, and they have to look at who their options are, mm-hmm. and they're like, do we really want Clinton, and can Trump be reformed, or can Trump be sort of managed?
All right, but here's the question. Does the same thing happen for the Democrats when Bernie Sanders finally falls away and Hillary clinches?
They tend to. Democrats are really good at unifying. This year is different because Sanders and Clinton have some very different philosophical views about government and, you know, he's a socialist and she's not. And so I think that may make it a little harder for them to unify, though they tend to ultimately do that.
All right. Again, good discussion. And boy, I will talk to Brett Baer about the situation of the 2016 race coming up at 8:35 this morning. 5:22 on WMAL.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Larry O'Connor here, and there's no doubt you'd like to get it done as quickly as possible, but you also want to make sure you sell at the highest price. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to work with experts who are known for selling homes faster, but not just faster, they also sell for the highest price? Here's what you do. Call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds Team is one of the top real estate teams in the D.C. metro area, according to the Wall Street Journal. The Reynolds Team is family-owned. They've been selling homes in the D.C. area for almost 30 years, and they get results. Debbie and Sarah are so confident your home will sell, they'll guarantee it in writing. If your home doesn't sell, they will buy it for a price you agree to. Fact is, now you have a team that sells homes faster and for more money. Call the only ones I would trust to sell my home. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. One more time, 844-344-SOLD, or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Hi, this is Mark Levin. The International Gem and Jewelry Show returns to the Dulles Expo Center this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Fine jewelry, fiery gems, designer watches, fashion accessories, and more. Find something for everyone and buy direct from hundreds of designers and manufacturers all under one roof. That's what I do. Don't drive from mall to mall. Find quality selection and save lots of money at the International Gem and Jewelry Show this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Waving to someone and then realizing you don't know them. Embarrassing. Walking through a screen door at a large party. Embarrassing. Talking to your doctor about your poop? Come on, it's your doctor. He's heard it all before. So don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor if you have frequent diarrhea, unexplained weight loss, gas, bloating, or stomach pain. Because if you have just one of these symptoms, you could have a medical condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. It means your pancreas isn't making enough enzymes to break down the food you eat. But the good news is, EPI is a manageable condition. Go to identifyepi.com and take the symptom quiz. That's identifyepi.com. Print out your answers. bring it to your doctor, and just talk about your symptoms. Don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor. Go to identifyepi.com to learn more.
Brought to you by AbbVie.
It is 525 now on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Right off to a great start here around the Beltway, Maryland, Virginia. No troubles on 95, 395 heading into town. 295 also looks good coming off of both the Baltimore-Washington Parkway and 50. A reminder, in case you didn't know, today is the annual Bike to Work Day, so you might see extra bikers out and about. Please keep alert for them. Bikers, obviously keep alert for the cars. 270 out of Frederick down through to the Beltway with travel lanes open. I'm not seeing any early delays yet. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Nice dry drive in this morning and dry pavement this afternoon. A little more cloud coming in, but high-level cloud cover, 76. Clouds lower thicken tonight. Rain later after midnight towards sunrise, 56. Rain is likely Saturday with highs in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Sidgwick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 54 degrees. It is now 526 on WMAL. So, you know, we often talk on this show about the Washington Redskins and the occasional eruption that they have about whether or not we should call them the Redskins, because, you know, some apparently find that to be a term not of endearment, but a term that is disparaging of Native Americans. Most noted individual in town about this is Jim Vance over Channel 4, thinks that it's akin to using the N-word, and he said so on the air. And so, we have these discussions, and there are news organizations in this town that will not call the Redskins the Redskins.
That's right. Washington Post.
And so we're having this whole big debate. Well, there's a new poll out, a new survey that was done of Native Americans. And 9 out of 10 of the Native Americans who were surveyed said they have absolutely no issue with the term Redskins.
Doesn't make any sense, the big fight over this, because a lot of other teams use the name Redskins, and nobody seems to mind. I feel like this keeps getting dredged up for some reason to try to force an issue that create a problem where there isn't one, I guess. And I don't get the source of it, and I feel like it's just going to waste a lot of money. This thing going through the courts right now.
What's interesting is you talk about the Washington Post doesn't like to use the term Redskins. They were the ones that conducted the poll.
I know, and look what I'm wondering, what are they going to do going forward? I mean, years from now, if this thing survives, if they get their trademark registration back, mm-hmm. and you know, looking at polls like this, are they going to continue to call it, you know, the Washington football team? I mean, that's just silly.
Yeah, well, it's interesting when you take a poll and you don't get the answer you want, isn't it? It's 528.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
Built for business. In business, time is money. In business, money is also money. No wonder nearly 1,000 businesses choose Comcast Business Internet over DSL from the phone company every single day. Not only is it up to 5 times faster, it's actually a better value when you go with the fastest plan. So take a minute out of your busy schedule and call Comcast Business. It will be well worth your time and your money.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet, then add voice and TV for just $34.90 a month and ask about our 2-year price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 5/31/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to 1 voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Savings claim based on cost per megabits per second. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second, 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
This week on The Retirement Professor.
A backlog of federal retirement applications, but will that affect you financially? Which account should you tap into to help your kids pay tuition? And the professor checks those online retirement calculators. How accurate are they?
More lessons on your federal benefits with The Retirement Professor, Winter Troxell, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL, or visit retirementprofessorradio.com.
You called 1-800-GOT-JUNK?
Yes, I did. Please come in, all of you.
Yes, sir.
I have a close friend who told me the secret of his happiness the other day.
What did he tell you, sir?
He said to own fewer things, but better things.
He sounds like a wise friend.
All you have to do is point.
This feels good. Fewer things, but better things.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So you never have to take off work to meet us.
All you have to do is point. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
In a moment, a question for you. Would you spend $10,000 to get your puppy dog back? Somebody did, and we'll ask you that question. Would you spend that money? Right now, it's time for the news, 5:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. Breaking news this hour. Egyptian officials now say some debris from Egypt Air Flight 804 has been found. The items reportedly include some passenger belongings.
This is potentially a very significant development. Were it to be true, this will be the first, I guess, bit of information that those who've been gathered here, the relatives and family of the 66 people on board, the majority of whom, don't let's forget, were Egyptian and French nationals, will come as shocking news to them, given that this has, until this point, been still a search and rescue operation.
Correspondent Becky Anderson in Cairo. The search continues for the plane's black boxes. The Senate has approved a $1.1 billion plan to combat the Zika virus. Now, that's a lot less money than what the White House had asked for, but nearly twice the amount set aside in a bill that passed the House this week. Donald Trump came to a fundraiser for New Jersey Governor Chris Christie last night, and Christie said he's looking forward to watching the fall debates.
I can tell you this, as someone who's been on a few debate stages in my life, that I know that Hillary Clinton's worst nightmare is going to be to climb onto that debate stage in September and look across at Donald Trump.
Trump has already tapped Christie to head his transition team. A federal judge has upheld Virginia's 2013 voter ID law. Virginia Democrats had challenged the law that requires voters to show a valid photo ID at the polls. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,435, the Nasdaq at 4713. Sports, the Nationals take the rubber game of their series, beating the Mets in New York. The O's lose to Seattle. WMDA, the Mystics take on the L.A. Sparks tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
My name is Barbara.
Cliff.
Teresa.
And I have breast cancer.
Prostate cancer.
Colon cancer.
But thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, I have so much more.
I have confidence in the most advanced cancer care.
I have options, like the latest research and state-of-the-art technology.
And I have a team, cancer specialists who don't just treat cancer, but my cancer.
The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network has Washington's only comprehensive cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute and some of the most renowned cancer specialists using the latest treatment options to treat even the most complex cases.
I may have cancer,
but thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network,
I also have hope.
To make an appointment, call 855-546-1158. That's 855-546-1158. The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, joining forces to conquer cancer.
Accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Whether it's you or a family member struggling with depression, it can be excruciating.
TMS NeuroHealth Centers understands, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. Now, with TMS, an FDA-cleared and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. TMS NeuroHealth Centers is helping patients rediscover life in our many locations, including Ashburn, Virginia and Frederick, Maryland. Now accepting most insurance, including Cigna Healthcare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
I'm Dr. Will Sauvé, a psychiatrist with TMS NeuroHealth Centers. TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week four, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
5:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 95 pushing south past Route 100 and down toward the Beltway. Nothing. It's quiet. Not too much to tell you about around the region if every morning could start off like this. Boy, we're happy around the Beltway through Silver Spring, Bethesda, Wilson Bridge. In fact, the entire Beltway, Maryland and Virginia. Incident free. Still up at speed 66 pushing out of Gainesville through to the Beltway and in, over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Bridges into town looking good over the Key Bridge, Memorial Bridge, Douglas Bridge, 11th Street Bridge without any early incidents or delays through that area. 395 lanes are open. And as always, be on the lookout for bikers. And especially today, you'll probably see more bikers. It's the annual Bike to Work Day today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Nice dry drive in this morning and dry pavement this afternoon. A little more cloud coming in, but high level cloud cover, 76. Clouds lower thicken tonight. Rain later after midnight towards sunrise, 56. Rain is likely Saturday with highs in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Sijic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 46 in Centerville, 48 in Gaithersburg, 54 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. 5:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 6:35 this morning, Bruce Deming, a bike advocate. This is Bike to Work Day. I'll just reserve my comment for later. At 7:05, Peter Brooks will join us from the Heritage Foundation to talk about this downed Egypt Flight 804. He's not only an intelligence expert, he is a former Navy pilot, so he brings a special expertise to that discussion. At 8:05, Montgomery County Councilmember Nancy Florine, your taxes are going up in Montgomery County. She's going to tell you why that is necessary. And at 8:35, we'll talk to Brett Baer from your Fox News channel. I'm Brian Wilson. Larry O'Connor taking the day off. Pleased to be joined by Chief Congressional Correspondent for the Washington Examiner and our good friend of our program, Susan Ferriccio. Hello, Susan.
Good morning. Great to be here.
All right, so here's a question. Would you pay $10,000 to get your missing puppy dog back?
Oh, I love my dog as much as I love you.
I mean, people love their dogs, and there was this couple, this power couple, really, in Washington. The guy who was the former spokesman for John Boehner and his wife lost their puppy dog. A puppy dog was stolen out of their car. And they have been reunited, though. Here's the moment when it happened, and it was very emotional.
Hey, oh my God, you're so welcome.
Aww.
Mary Catherine Steele is the name of the woman, and she was very emotional about getting her puppy dog
back.
That's
a cute puppy.
They paid $10,000 to get that puppy dog back. They put out a reward, and somebody found the puppy dog, apparently in its carrier, near a metro station. They said, found the dog. I didn't know whose dog it was. I took it home to take care of it. And then I saw all the social media. I saw the $10,000 reward, and I wanted to make sure that you got your dog back. So my question, 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL, would you pay $10,000 to get your dog back? Because I think about, no, I'm not sure I would. I would hate to have lost my dog. I'm not sure I put up a $10,000 reward. I ask another question. I mean, if my dog was sick, would I pay pay $10,000 to make him well.
Right, a lot of people
I'm not
can't
sure
do
I,
that.
I wasn't sure that I would. I mean, it's nice to have the money if you've got it, but would you spend $10,000? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML. I have another bone to pick here. And this young woman who found it, she's like, I think, 16 years old. She found the dog. She said, I didn't know whose dog it was. I just took it home and did the right thing, tried to take care of the dog. And then I saw on TV, and I see that there's a $10,000 reward. I want to make sure you got your dog back. Don't you just do the right thing and just bring the dog back and say, I don't need the reward. It's just the right thing to do.
Well, she's a young person, a teenager with an opportunity to make $10,000.
I don't care. I mean, the right thing to do is you bring back somebody's dog if you've got it.
I think they just gave her the check. It sounds like she gave them the dog and they said, here you go. Here's your money. You know, you're going to...
No questions asked.
Brian, if someone offers you a check for $10,000... And you're a teenager, you're 16, do you hand the check back or pocket it?
If I am walking down the street and I find somebody's dog, and I decide I'm going to take on trying to find out who this owner is, and I take the dog into my care until it can be figured out, and I find out, okay, I now know whose dog it is. I've got a picture here on social media. It's the dog. It belongs to these people. I take the dog back, and when they try to hand me a check, I say no.
Okay, Brian.
I'm not going to do it because that's just the right thing to do.
What if the owner is Bill Gates? Then do you take the check?
No, I don't take the check under any circumstances because morally, if you have somebody's else, if you find somebody's wallet, you don't take the rewards. You just give them the wallet back. Mm-hmm. It's the right thing to do.
This is a teenager that doesn't have any money, though. So $10,000 is very appealing.
That's beside the point.
Right.
It's beside the point in my mind. Mm-hmm. I would not take the reward.
Would you not let your daughter take the reward?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not, because it's just the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Morally, it's the correct thing to do. Lauren in Aspen Hill, would you pay $10,000 to get your pet back?
Not $10,000. I would pay $2,500, which I'm about to do because my dog has to have heart surgery.
Yeah.
And she's fairly young.
Yeah.
If she were an old dog, no.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But this was a puppy, right?
Yeah.
But if you lost your dog, as precious as your dog is to you, you wouldn't spend $10,000.
No.
Yeah. I don't think I could do
it's
that.
It's too high. Yeah.
It's a lot of money.
That threshold, $2,500, feels about right.
$2,500, I don't know.
Not that I would pay that. I'm just saying what it seems like the public would be willing to pay, you know, for a missing dog.
If I had a young dog that needed surgery, I'd pay $2,500. I mean, I'd do that, but I don't think I'd pay. I don't know that I'd put out a reward. Let's go to Ray in Centerville. Ray, you're on with Brian and Susan Ferriccio this morning. What do you think?
Good morning. Hey, listen, I'd give the girl $10,000. She found the dog. They offered the check. My question is, who are these kind of people that leave a dog in a carrier in a car unattended? Was the car locked? Did somebody do damage to the car to get the carrier out?
Yes, they broke the window.
Who left it? They left the dog in the car, in a closed car with a window, you know. I tell you, how responsible are these people? If they got $10,000 thrown around for a dog, I would have turned the dog in, too, for the reward.
Well, I don't know. I have a feeling, as much as they care about this dog, that they don't feel like they left the dog in a precarious situation. I would note that it's been rainy and cool of late. I doubt the dog was in any danger.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think that in this situation, there was not really a big threat to the animal. It was more like a theft.
Yeah, it did appear to be a theft, not taken out of concern for the animals.
Although people do panic when they see dogs in cars.
Well, if it's 110 outside and the windows are closed, even if it's 70, 80 degrees, you do something.
Yeah.
But it's been in the 50s, folks.
Yeah, I don't think this was a good Samaritan move.
It's now 5:42.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. NATO's chiefs of defense agreed that a flexible, conditions-based plan is best for the alliance's Resolute Support mission in Afghanistan. The military chiefs reviewed the progress being made in implementing the alliance's Readiness Action Plan, and they discussed ways to move forward with NATO's long-term adaptation. The chiefs also dealt with numerous other issues facing the alliance. Get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit geico.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
The Big Screen Store. Memorial Day savings starts now. Buy a Samsung 65-inch Smart LED HD TV for just $899. Wow, $899. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time. With our legendary expert service and installation second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your TV warranty free. Furnishing that new home theater? We've got comfy cinema seating and home theater furniture in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. What's new at the Big Screen Store? This week, get 0% interest for 3 years on Samsung's best TVs. Which means, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. The Big Screen Store. Memorial Day savings starts now. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
It's spring, and the weather can't decide what it's doing. Call Home Air Services for up to a $1,700 rebate on a new Linux system. Home Air Services can help keep your home comfortable. Call 301-984-0161 today. License number 9504.
5:45 now on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and we're enjoying the start here on 270 out of Frederick and down through the Beltway in each direction without any troubles. Looks good. Beltway quiet, Maryland and Virginia. Love this trip on 66 as we come through Gainesville, Manassas, Centerville to the Beltway with lanes open. Enjoy it, really. Quite a nice ride. 395, same story, and bridges into town have been good. A little bit of volume starts to form. And on 50, right as you come up to the New York Kenilworth Avenue split, also volume, DC 295 as you head past Benning toward East Capitol. Capitol Street. A reminder again today, you'll see additional bikers out there with the annual Bike to Work Day. In the Georgetown area, police responding to report of a crash just as you come off of the Key Bridge, Canal Road near M Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Nice drive in this morning and drive in this afternoon. A little more cloud coming in, but high-level cloud cover, 76. Clouds lower, thicken tonight. Rain later after midnight towards sunrise, 56. Rain is likely Saturday with highs in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Fidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 54 degrees, 546. Traffic and weather is brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Want to bring you up to date on the very latest on Egyptian airline flight 804, which vanished yesterday after just falling off radar as it was north of Cairo. It was a flight that left in Paris, headed to Cairo, and before it got, just as it crossed into Egyptian airspace out over the Mediterranean Sea, it pretty much vanished. We know a couple of things this morning that we didn't know last night. For a while, it appeared that the early debris that they found was not of the aircraft. And so the first reports that there was debris found turned out to be wrong. The Egyptian Airlines folks had said they'd found the wreckage. Then they took that back. But in the last few minutes, north of, the coastal city of Alexandria, 180 miles north, they have found not only parts of the aircraft, but passengers' belongings in the ocean. So apparently they are now starting to isolate exactly where that plane hit the water.
Yeah, it sounds pretty definitive. And now that they've found debris, you would think it's approaching the time when they can begin to really understand what happened. You can tell by looking at the debris whether or not there's been a bomb, for example.
You can, yes.
And so we may be able to get more answers more quickly now. And, of course, there's the black boxes. There's no indication they found those black boxes yet. But they'll probably be easier to find now that they've
now that they found
wreckage.
The debris. That's right. They can figure out what the currents were in the area, where, and then track it back to where they think it might have hit the water. And then they start looking there for the black boxes. And that will be very telling. But it does appear at this point, I mean, all of the indications suggest that something catastrophic happened to this aircraft. And it probably was not a mechanical failure.
Right.
Most people are believing that this was an explosion of some kind of act of terrorism, because it just was the chances that it was a catastrophic technical failure of the aircraft seem very remote.
Yeah, and the way they determine that is by looking at the radar that showed the plane fall quickly and straight down versus a controlled landing.
At first, it was a surge, a swerve to the left, 90 degrees, and then a quick 360-degree swerve to the right. And then it just went right into the ocean pretty quick. So what happened there, whatever happened was catastrophic. Most intelligence agencies and most of the people who are looking at this from an official standpoint say it points strongly to terrorism.
Although they still don't know.
They don't know for sure.
We're going to find out, I think, in the coming days.
So they have found some debris, and so we seem to now know, have a better bead on exactly where the aircraft went into the water. And, you know, there's 66 people on board this aircraft. It was about half full, very tragic. The French, Egyptian authorities are working. The United States has assets in the air and in the sea.
We have a Navy vessel there as well.
And so they're out there helping as best they can.
And there's a submarine out there. They can start looking underwater.
And we have tremendous expertise in our National Transportation Safety Board, and I'm sure it will be offered up as assistance to the French.
But will they accept it? That's the question.
I don't know. I don't know, but I'm telling you, they should, because the folks at the NTSB are really good at this. So it's a continuing mystery. And again, I want to point out that at 7:05 this morning, we're going to have Peter Brooks on with us from the Heritage Foundation, a man who knows a lot about terrorism, and there's a lot of concern about what may have been going on at Charles de Gaulle Airport, and so maybe he can open up some insight into that. But also from the standpoint of he's a Navy pilot, so he has some understanding about what we're hearing and what it means and where we go from here. That will be at 7:05, Peter Brooks from the Heritage Foundation. We continue to watch. We continue to watch closely throughout the morning, and as we have new developments about Egypt Air Flight 804, we will, of course, share them with you. But the latest, again, is they have found some wreckage north of the coastal city of Alexandria. It included wreckage from the aircraft and personal belongings from the passengers. It's now 5:51, time to check with Nell Rushbow.
Politics isn't pretty. It's showbiz for the ugly. Just ask former Governor Fast Eddie Rendell, Democrat, Pennsylvania. During an interview with his buddies at the Washington Post, Fast Eddie cracked jokes about Donald Trump's remarks about women. Fast Eddie said that Trump's comments on female beauty would backfire because, said Eddie, there are probably more ugly women in America than attractive women. Well, that hit the fan. Within hours, every media outlet from local Pennsylvania newspapers to People magazine ran headlines about Ed Rendell, Democrat, calling American women ugly. Now, as a highly trained broadcast specialist pointed out many years ago, the ugly know who they are, and they were mad. The story went viral. Not only did Fast Eddie Rendell, Democrat, say that most American women are ugly, he implied that Democrats have the ugly American woman vote sewn up. Uglo American women are voting Hillary. And the former governor tried to put the beauty cream back in the jar. Speaking to reporters, he said, well, what I said was incredibly stupid and insensitive. And when I read it in the article, I said, did I say that? I was just dumb and stupid and insensitive. And if I offended anyone, I apologize. It's too late, Fast Eddie. You said it and you meant it. Didn't even register that you said anything wrong until you saw it in print. And only then did you realize, wow, that's ugly. Bad break, because the ugly can be unforgiving. This is a Democrat war on women, folks. You've just seen the first shot fired.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Hey, folks, Memorial Day is coming up. It's our chance to honor those who have served our country. And my good friends at Mahindra Tractors are stepping up for the third year in a row with the Mahindra Military Salute Giveaway. This year is special because Mahindra is giving away their all-new utility vehicle, the Impact XTV 750S Camo Edition. The Mahindra Impact will go to someone special who is active duty or a veteran of the U.S. military. To nominate somebody, go to rushlimbaugh.com. Look for the Mahindra Military Salute Giveaway. My thanks to Mahindra, makers of the world's number one selling tractor. And God bless all of you who protect our freedom.
No purchase necessary. Void in Alaska, Hawaii, and where prohibited. Open to contiguous U.S. residents 18 and over who are active duty or a veteran of the U.S. military. Sweepstakes ends at 11:59 p.m. Pacific Time, May 29, 2016.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at D&G Equipment Sales in Augusta or visit D&GEquipment.com. That's D&GEquipment.com.
Need transportation information? Reach a Ride can help. If you need transportation assistance in D.C., suburban Maryland, or the Northern Virginia areas, check out reacharide.org. If you've ever felt unable to get to the grocery store, a doctor appointment, work, school, or just plain out of the house, this information service is for you with one click or one call. Reach a Ride's website and hotline database can provide information on services ranging from public transit, curb-to-curb service, to private taxi service, and tell you who can accommodate specialized needs, including wheelchairs, gurneys, and escorted travel. Get back out there with greater mobility and more choices than ever before. Visit reacharide.org today. That's reacharide.org. Or call toll-free 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE. That's 1-855-732-2427. Phone assistance is available Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. in English and Spanish. Reach a Ride. Furnished by the Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments National Capital Region Transportation Planning Board.
It is 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate 95 starting to see that volume growing here. Dale City to Woodbridge. And again, as you head in through the Lorton and Newington, 395, those still wide open trip to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Let's get you through town. I've been talking about some of those early delays building through Chevrolet on 50. The reason, we have a crash in on 50 right as you come up to the split for New York Kenilworth Avenue. That's where crews are dealing with the accident. Delays almost back near 202. This doesn't affect the Baltimore Washington Parkway. It's on the 50 stretch right as you come up to the split for New York Kenilworth Avenue. Beyond, once you're on 295, slowing past Benning Road toward East Capitol Street, lanes are open each direction on the Southeast Southwest Freeway between the 14th Street Bridge and the 11th Street Bridge. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances going up as low pressure comes out of the south. Good looking day today, however. Nice start and a pretty good finish. Sunshine, a few clouds, 76. Rain late tonight, 56. Rain's likely tomorrow with a high of only 58. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 54 degrees at 5:56.
Hi, this is Johnny Holiday for the Yellow Ribbon Fund. The Yellow Ribbon Fund, the Washington area's premier nonprofit supporting injured service members and their families. We'll be hosting our annual golf tournament July the 11th at Army-Navy Country Club. How about joining us for a great day of golf and camaraderie with many of our injured heroes? Sponsorships and foursomes are available now. For information, go to yellowribbonfund.org. That's yellowribbonfund.org.
Giancarlo Stanton.
The ball was over the plate and it's out of here.
Has a blast playing the Nats. Steven Strasburg.
Beauty.
Looked fantastic at Marlins Park in April.
And he got it.
Pounding the ball versus pounding the zone.
Nasty.
Complete game. Nationals, Marlins. The series starts tonight at 6:30 on Messen.
A baseball great.
University of Maryland University College expresses our deepest thanks to all U.S. Armed Forces servicemen and women who dedicate their lives to protect us, our families, and our freedom. You inspire us each and every day to do more. That's why we are constantly evolving programs to match your skill set with the demands of today's employers. We strive to provide you with support and resources that values your military experience and helps you succeed, like our dedicated military and veterans advisors, Veterans Resource Center, Vet Success Club, Veterans Lounge, and more. Thank you for your commitment, dedication, and sacrifice. UMUC is proud to join WMAL in saluting the members of our armed forces during Military Appreciation Month. This month, join us to show support and appreciation to the men, women, and families who have dedicated their lives to serve our country. Add your message of thanks at military.umuc.edu/thanks. That's military.umuc.edu/thanks.
What's up?
The 2016 Billboard Music Awards, live Sunday, May 22nd at 8, 7 Central on ABC.
Music to my ears.
Music's hottest superstars take the stage.
This is Pink.
Pink, ENCE.
I'm Shawn Mendes.
Shawn Mendes. And the Go-Go's. The 2016 Billboard Music Awards, hosted by Ludacris and Ciara.
Oh! Yo, this is Ludacris.
Sunday, May 22nd at 8, 7 Central on ABC.
Thank you so much, Billboard.
Sponsored by Dick Clark Productions.
Waving to someone and then realizing you don't know them. Embarrassing. Walking through a screen door at a large party. Embarrassing. Talking to your doctor about your poop? Come on, it's your doctor. He's heard it all before. So don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor if you have frequent diarrhea, unexplained weight loss, gas, bloating, or stomach pain. Because if you have just one of these symptoms, you could have a medical condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. It means your pancreas isn't making enough enzymes to break down the food you eat. But the good news is, EPI is a manageable condition. Go to identifyepi.com and take the symptom quiz. That's identifyepi.com. Print out your answers, bring it to your doctor, and just talk about your symptoms. Don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor. Go to identifyepi.com to learn more.
Brought to you by AbbVie.
Remember to call Miss Utility before you dig. Every dig. 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Miss Utility. It's the law.
Yesterday, a security guard was charged with assault for removing a transgendered man who identifies as a woman from the woman's restroom. Do you think the security guard acted improperly? We want to take your calls on this story. 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Also, it's Bike to Work Day. We'll talk to an expert on that issue as well. It's all coming up in the next hour right here on WMAL. 6 o'clock, time for the news.